Hi, my name is Janelle Hodges, and it's my pleasure to read through God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Friday, January 2nd, 2026. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ is risen as we ponder the truth of Christ's resurrection and how that resurrection changes everything for us. Today, I'll be reading from Romans 8, 1 through 11 and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. Let us read together and remember Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Romans 8, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh might have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance to the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death. The mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. My devotional is titled, The Bows Outside, The Spirit Within. I live in a neighborhood where life is lived through bows. To some, that might sound strange, but here we tie bows to the mailboxes, the trees, and the porch rails outside our homes to speak what words sometimes can't. We use bows to celebrate new life, pink for girls, blue for boys. We tie bows to mark milestones. My oldest daughter proudly displayed one marking her last year of elementary school this year. We use bows to raise awareness, to show solidarity, to signal joy, and sometimes to grieve. I hung a bow this summer, a light blue one, for a little girl who reminded me far too much of my youngest daughter, a life lost before it had a chance to truly begin. The same bow was for all the children lost to a flood at a summer camp, and for the neighbors whose hearts were breaking. Since moving here 7 years ago, I've seen bows of every kind, triumph bows, grieving bows, hopeful and honoring bows. If you drive down our streets, you can almost feel the heartbeat of our neighborhood through these bows. The truth is, I don't always know what each bow means. Sometimes I have to look up what they mean or sometimes ask a friend. But here's the secret. It doesn't really matter. Because whenever my daughters and I see a bow, we say a prayer, no matter what the color is. We ask God to be present in that home, to meet the family where they are, and to bless whatever lies heavy or joyful on their hearts. As I sat with Romans 8, I couldn't stop thinking about the bows. This chapter speaks of a God who doesn't just dwell above or beyond us, but within us. A God who breathes life into weary lungs, hope into hurting hearts, and resurrection power into our everyday lives. The Spirit of the living God the same one who raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in our ordinary mortal lives. He sees every bow, every moment, every house, every need. And he doesn't just observe, he is there with us. He gives life. Just as the bows signal the heartbeat of our neighborhood, the Spirit of God is always at work in our hearts, moving quietly but powerfully. And just as the world may not always understand the meaning of the bows, they might not understand every moment we walk through in our lives, but they see something different about us. And just as they see the bows outside, they see the Spirit dwelling within us. They see love and compassion. They see Jesus because he lives within us, shining through us. And while the colors of the bows may change with the seasons of life, our hope remains steady because our hope isn't tied to a circumstance or a ribbon on our mailbox. Our hope is secured in the Spirit who brings life, real, everlasting life. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, thank you for dwelling in me. When I feel weak, you are strong. When the world feels uncertain, you remind me that my hope is secure. Help me to be aware of your presence and sensitive to those needs of those around me. Use me as a vessel of prayer, compassion, and grace. May the life you give shine through me in every season, through every color, and in every neighborhood. Amen.